Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell, and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
You know,
what is today's the 26th. And next week we will be in 2017. And the Father's been leading me, pushing me back into the area of the New Age alien agenda. I've been slowly teaching you guys over the last few weeks, reminding you of things I've taught you over the years about the war we've been in, the background war between the Greys and the Reptilians and the Tall Whites and the Dracos. And so I want to keep painting this picture because this is what's coming out. This is what everything is about. And so if you can't grasp what it's about, you're just going to be lost. And people that hang with me aren't lost. People that hang with me are the most educated people on the planet because they get truths directly from the Father. And, you know, I just speak as he tells me to share things with you guys. And so, surely the only reason I do this is because I get absolutely, really, no financial gain out of this and continually just beaten up, really. I mean, I was just poisoned. Last couple of days, I've been dealing with the effects of having been poisoned again. They put poison in my stuff all the time. And I always got to deal with that and heart attacks and just general issues, general attacks all the time. But I'm here for the Father, and he knows that. So he just keeps me going and uses me as his mouthpiece on earth, you know. I read a long time ago about Donald Trump's involvement with the Templars. And I didn't get too involved with it because typically if you hear the sound of Templars, your eyebrows just get raised because as far as we know, they're just part of the whole debauchery that goes on at the Vatican. There's so many different groups and abominations that come out of that filthy whore place. And I wouldn't dare think his faction is from the original Templars. Let me give you a brief history. Back in the days of the Temple, before the Second Temple was destroyed, Jews were all scattered all around the world. I know the narrative and churches want you to think all the Jews were huddled in Jerusalem and all together, and I'm going to break the mold and try to give you reality as it what really was. The Jews were everywhere. The Israelites were everywhere. They had migrated out of Israel. They were sick of wars, sick of enslavement. And they had taken off, and the tribe of Dan were great shipbuilders, and they'd been building ships for years. And, you know, when Yahushua was here, the disciples he chose were fishermen. He was actually on a boat several times. So they had a lot of things back then, folks. They weren't just sand dwellers living in tents. There were thriving civilizations up and down the world at that time. And so a lot of the Israelites had ventured out. They had ventured around the world, and once a year, they would make pilgrimage to the temple. They would come to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover. And so the problem with getting to Jerusalem, if you were traveling on the ground, which most of them were, or boats, is that the Arabs, people like Muhammad, would, what do you want to say? Overtake them in the desert. You know, he was a thief. And so he would chase down travelers in the deserts and rob them and kill them and probably take off with their young daughters. You know, he was a scoundrel. He was a thief. He was a murderer. He was a liar. And they made a profit out of him. No surprise, huh? But the Templars were protectors of the temple. And what they would do is they would go across the deserts and escort the traveling Israelites to Israel. They would give them safe passage through the deserts from people like Muhammad. Over the years, they would be overtaken by the secret societies, in particular in the 1700s and 1800s. And so that name became heavily associated with the Masons. And then, what was it, the 1800s, Adam Weishaupt would overtake the Masons with his brand of Illuminati, Bavarian Illuminati. And so from the 1800s on, anything that had been started, any kind of societies before then, any kind of secret groups, were all taken over by what they termed the Illuminati, which became nothing short of Satanism. The original Masons weren't satanic. It wasn't until the Bavarians took over. But you know what? As you always know, if there's something good, it doesn't have to be hidden. And so I don't know if they had to take all these lodge secret oaths back then to get into the Masons and all that. If they did, then there was something to hide, because you only have to take oaths of secrecy if you're trying to hide something. You know, the first step of Masonry now is you take an oath that you were in the darkness, now you're going to be brought into the light, and that if you reveal any of the things you learn in the lodge, and it goes on and on about how they will gouge your eyes out and cut your tongue off and all this stuff. I've seen the oath that they take. So seriously, at the first level, if that doesn't raise red flags in your mind that something might not be right with the organization you're joining, especially when the Bible says not to take oaths, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, then, you know, why wouldn't it raise alarms? Why wouldn't it raise red flags within a person's spirit that something they're doing just isn't right? And yet today we have hundreds of thousands of pastors who have joined these Masonic lodges. Now, typically before you're a pastor, you're born again, you've accepted Yahushua as your Savior, you've spent hours and hundreds of hours into Bible study and prayer. Let's just assume these things. And so you join a Masonic lodge, and the first thing you do in taking an oath is to declare that you were in darkness. You were in darkness. You were a born-again, professing believer in Yahushua, the Son of God, and you're proclaiming you were in darkness. And then you proclaim now you're going to be brought into the light, which is the light of Lucifer. He is the false god, the light of Lucifer of Masonry. Hundreds of thousands of our pastors. And the first thing they have to do, they learn, is that if anybody asks you about Masonry, you lie. And so they take you through training process of how to answer people's questions, because your wife's going to be answering questions about the Mason Lodge you're in, family members, friends. And so you're taught how to answer those questions if somebody asks you. You know? You know, when I was back in the days in college, they often have these kids, you know, they sell books in the summer. And you go door to door and you try to sell books and dictionary sets. You guys have probably seen these kids, probably came to your doors. But in the beginning initial process, when they're brought in to be salesmen, door salesmen, they're put through scenarios and they're taught how to answer people's questions so that they can counter their questions with sales techniques. Jehovah Witnesses are taught the same way. Anybody who goes door to door, they're taught how to counter your questions or your criticisms to try to sell you their product. And so pretty much these secret society people are taught the same way. They're taught how to counter your questions. We're not a bad lodge. We do good things in the community. We have missing school kids. We put their you know, they have all these fun, different drives and good works organizations where they put kids' pictures on postcards. So if they're missing, they have identification tags. They'll do fingerprinting. They'll do good things in the community because one of the amendments of Masonry is that you are a good, upstanding member of the community. And so the way you have to prove that is by joining organizations and being involved with good works organizations to prove and show that you're an upstanding member of the community. That's a requirement. And so if you want to know who the local Masons are in your area, open up a newspaper. Probably get one of those weekly newspapers for your area. And see the people that are always highlighted in it, the popular members of the area, always involved with different things. Name and pictures always in the paper. Those are typically usually Masons. But anyway. So the Templars used to be good guys. They used to protect people on their way to the temple. Then over the years, they got overtaken by the Masons. Now remember, it was the Templars. Before the Second Temple was destroyed in Israel, Jeremiah had moved the temple, the Ark of the Covenant, out of the temple in Israel and the artifacts of the temple. And he had went on a four-year journey. It took him 4 years. He left Israel, ended up in Ireland, where he had buried the Ark of the Covenant and the temple artifacts. And the Queen of England had discovered that he had those things in a hill in Ireland. And so England wanted them. And so England sent, I don't know who they sent to go get it. But it was the Templars who intercepted and got involved and wouldn't allow. The Queen got the Stone of Destiny, what they call the Stone of Destiny. She got that. But the other stuff, the Ark of the Covenant, and I'm not sure about what happened with the Ten Commandments, the stones, and all that. I do know a lot of the artifacts made their way over to America. So the Templars brought them over to America so that the Queen of England couldn't get them, or the King. I don't know which one was alive at the time. England wanted them, and the Templars kept it from happening. And so they brought the Ark over here to America, and that's where it is today. It's here in America. People want to know, how do you know? Because they have all these shows on TV about, you know, what are they, Oak Island, I think, and all these other places. They're on the search and hunt for the Ark of the Covenant. They thought it was Ethiopia under a church. They thought it was on Oak Island. They have all these different various places of where they think the Ark is. And the Ark is here in America. Well, how do you know? Well, the Father told me it's here in America. So that's how I know. And it's given me a bit of a history on it. So I find it fascinating. I do know that there was two arcs, actually. There was a real ark and there was a duplicate. And one was buried, and one, because the Templars were being chased by the Indians. And so there is a history of the Ark coming through from the East Coast through Ohio. There's Ohio again. What's coming up? Actually, this is where the fight took place. And the Indians were coming after the Templars. And the other Ark went all the way over to the West Coast. That's the one that's over in Arkansas today. And so there's two arcs. There's two arcs. One's the real, one's the fake. So, Templars can be good, but since then they've been overtaken by the satanic regimes. So when Trump was saying he's a Templar, you really don't know which one, you know, is he part of the good one, part of the ones that were taken over? Because then they were taken over Trump kind of has his feet in too many places to believe he's legitimate and loyal in any one. I mean, he claims to be, well, he doesn't claim anything, but it seems to be that he is part of the Vatican. His youngest son is a Jesuit. Trump himself grew up. His father was a Jesuit. He grew himself up honoring Catholic traditions. You saw him at that dinner with Hillary and the Beast. The cardinal was there. And he said he had gone to that dinner every year since he was a child. And so he has close ties to the Jesuits. At the same time, he has close ties to Israel. His son-in-law is Jewish. His daughter Ivanka married a Jew. And his son-in-law has a building, a company, across the street from Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue. And his company is working on chip implants. Chip implants, folks. The RFID, implanting it in people's skin. People think he's just a real estate guy. That's the cover story. He also has company across the street. I believe the address is 666 Fifth Avenue. And it has to do with chip implants. And so he's also got, he's knee-deep in the whole transgender agenda. His whole family being transgenders. And I was asking Father about him tonight, and he said, well, he's been telling me last, every time I ask him about him, the real Trump has been hidden away, and his children, they've been hidden away. And so the real ones that we've been seeing are the clones, the lookalikes, the robotoids. You know, they have a whole army of different toys they can pull out. And if you look at the pictures of Trump, it's always, he always looks a bit different from the picture you saw before. One looks older, one looks younger, one looks thinner, one looks fatter. He must be really hard to do because the Obama clones were so much better. I mean, they could really mask Obama. He's got like 12 clones. And Obama's up to like 4 or 6 now, you know, I mean. But the real ones, the real Trump is hidden away. There's a lot of fighting still going on. The old Doom World Order is not leaving quietly because Trump, or not Trump, but Obama represents the Draco Empire. And the Draco Empire has had control of America and Western Europe for a long time. For a long time. It goes all the way back to Hitler. And I just really did a video last week. I'm going to keep doing them because this is important stuff, folks. Hitler had aligned with the Tall Whites. We know them as Aryans or Agardans, Lemurians, Atlanteans. He represents all the Watchers who fell, the angelic humanoid beings. That's, they're all together in an alliance. The Ashtar Command, Galactic, the Tall Greys, they're all aligned with the Tall Whites. They all work together. And that's who Hitler was aligned with. And the Dracos rose up against Germany to take control over America and Western Europe. And that's actually what happened. It was a coup attempt against Hitler's alliance. Hitler took off the South Pole. Well, the last 100 years have been focused on the Draco domination of America and Western Europe. Well, they've been waiting it out, their whole alliance. They've been fighting in the background. Trump is one of theirs. He is going to be their mouthpiece. He's one of theirs. And that is why Hillary was not given the crown of the kingdom. Because the coup attempt of who they refer to themselves as the White Hats. And White Hats comes from a Wall Street term. It's actually White Knights. And a White Knight in Wall Street terms is the savior of a company in the middle of a hostile takeover. He steps in and saves a company from being taken over by a hostile outside source. That's a White Knight. And so all these New Agers and this whole alien agenda, all these people, these journalists, refer to themselves as White Knight journalists, White Knights, and they all call themselves White Hats now. And this whole agenda has just blown up in huge. A lot of those in the alternative sites they're not Russian, they're White Hats. And I think they just throw them off as Russians as code or something, because I can't literally believe all of these people in America are working for Russia. Nobody speaks the language, nobody knows the culture, nobody gives a rat's butt about Russia. I think it's just code for White Hats, because they don't want to come out and tell you point blank, this is a White Knight versus Black Knight war, you know. They're the white side, the New World Order is the black side, and they're fighting it out. And that's basically what the Masonic checkerboard is when you look at it, because you got the White Knights and the Black Knights. Because the Black Knights represent the Draco Empire. They're in a hostile takeover of the world. And the white checkers, the white colors, the white hats, who are trying to be the saviors of the world and keep the world from a hostile takeover. Dracos. That's really what this white and black war is about. So Trump is the White Knight candidate. He's the White Hat. And him and his family are being hidden away because of all the attempts to kill him. You know, everybody assumed by now there'd be all kinds of problems and terrorist attacks everywhere. And rightly so. I mean, they just recently, this week, found the nuclear bombs and bio-attack weapons planted near the White House in D.C. Obama wanted to blow it up, and they actually found them and dismantled them. But I don't know. I haven't heard if they found the ones in New York. They also have a nuke bomb under the tunnels of New York around Trump Tower. And so I think they're using those for extortion attempts. They're trying to extort him for something. I don't know what the extortion is about. I don't know if they really plan on detonating them. But they're there. And so I don't know if they've dismantled them or not, but they're there for extortion reasons. But it doesn't matter, because the clone of Trump is down in Florida. The real Trumps are an underground bases somewhere. They're not even, no one's going to find them. They're being very well hidden. And when you're very well hidden by off-world beings, they can hide you. they can go places humans can't go. I don't know if they'll always be taken off and hidden or what. But we basically just have a clone versus clone. On television, everybody's clones. You know, you see the Trumps, they're all clones. And I'll say clone loosely. It could be a robotoid, it could be a lookalike, it could, you know, whatever. I'll just say clone. The Obamas are clones. Hillary, Bill. Everybody you're seeing the face of is a clone. Not real humans anymore. The whole agenda is just run amok. I posted some videos on the Tranny Bunch. I used to watch that back in the 70s. The Brady Bunch. All of the shows we watched as kids. The people, they had started the whole transgender mess back then. And no one was paying attention. No one was noticing. No one even knew that kind of thing really existed. Oh, but they were real busy with the transgender agenda even back then. Fooling us. Waiting for the year 2016, when they could pull all the stuff and say, ha ha, look what we've been doing, you didn't even know. And they just disclose all the stuff. Because, you know, when you see all these YouTube videos, this disclosure stuff, it's from them. It's from them. If they didn't want this information out, it wouldn't be out. Unless I was putting it up, because they can't stop me. But they control everybody else. Yeah, so just send all the videos you're afraid to post online to me, and I'll post them. I'm not afraid of them. They can't kill me. I'm like Teflon Sherry. As much as they poison me and shoot at me and try to blow me up, I'm still alive. And I'll post anything as long as it's truth. As long as it's truth. I would even take up where Tori Smith left off, just to keep the war against child traffickers going, because we need another Tori. We need a Tori Smith to stand up and keep putting the pressure on these child traffickers. That's the one part of this war that ripped your heart out the most, but that you don't want to see end, because he put a lot of pressure on them. And now we have Pizzagate. And who knows what else is coming up out of that? And I have to assume that that's work from Tory, because when you bring something to the air, eventually they will have to take control of it, because they want to be the ones who control it. Otherwise, you never would have heard squat about it. If Tory hadn't done all the work he did exposing child trafficking, we never would have heard of Pizzagate. And so you have to be the one to light the fire. And so we need people to light the fires and force their hands and force them to disclose. You know, when I came out with my book, Interview with the Devil, look how many videos have been made since then on transgenders, the hidden Hollywood transgenders, and who knew it was going to be so huge that where it encompasses most of Hollywood. Because I've heard it's so bad now that if you're not a tranny, you can't even get an acting job, a TV show or anything. I mean, it used to be you had to sign the dotted line, sell your soul to the devil for an acting job in Hollywood. Now you have to be a transgender. That's how bad it's getting. That's why they're revealing, having so much fun revealing all the stuff they've been doing over the years. Baywatch, all the hot girls in Baywatch, they were all transgenders. I mean, seriously? Everybody's transgender. The country singers you've seen, even the rock stars, Bruce Springsteen. I mean, who would have known? He's always been a manly man. I think the men are the worst, the hardest to know. Even with The Voice, with Blake, whatever his name is, the country singer, and Adam Levine, both born girls. And I've been watching them for weeks, and their necks are very feminine. I don't see Adam's apples. I don't see the obnoxious male neck in either one of them. Because I was told that they were all transgenders, and I've been watching it myself to see with my own eyes. That one really surprised me, especially with Adam Levine. But hey, they did it with Faith Hill and her husband. It was Bruce Springsteen. But it was all of them. In our faces. Sitting back, having a good laugh. And you know what? We just have to stop supporting them, folks. By supporting them, you're supporting the agenda. Just tell them we're not interested in sick, perverted, twisted Hollywood. So anyway, Donald Trump supposedly comes from this Templar faction out of the Vatican. And he's fighting up against the Draco faction, which the Pope is part of the Draco faction, obviously. The entire Vatican, I mean, they're built on top of Satan City. Hello. Lucifer had a temple underneath the Vatican for thousands of years already. The Vatican was just built on top of his already under the Iron Temple. And so it's all connected, folks. It's all Lucifer's spot. It's his territory. Literally, his ground space. You need to go on YouTube and look for my videos on exposing the Vatican. Because I talk a lot about and reveal Lucifer's own words about the Vatican and what goes on there. It's all revealed in my book, Interview with the Devil. It's out of his own words, folks. If you want to know the truth, you go to the source. And now nobody has an excuse because you can hear it from the horse's mouth himself, what he's been doing, how he's been doing it. And he doesn't hold back, and he doesn't hide anything. You don't have an excuse not to have truths, folks. People pray for the truth in all things. There it is. There it is. Truth is a journey. So several years ago, I used to always see the Times Square ball blow up as it was descending on New Year's Eve. And so for the last couple of years, I always sit and watch it on TV, half expecting to see the thing blow up. And it never has. And so out of nowhere, the Father brought that up today. Because they're plotting it. And if they're going to do it, then this is the last chance they have to blow up the ball on Times Square during its descent. So New Year's Eve could be interesting, folks. Another last hurrah that they have planned is a New Year's Day invasion, UFO alien invasion, hostile invasion. You know, because they've had things planned all month, and the White Knights have been fighting against them to keep any of their plans from materializing. We had Obama wanting to pull the grid 2 weeks before Christmas. They kept that from happening. They planted nukes in D.C. and in New York City. And the day before Christmas, they finally found and dismantled the nukes and bioweapons that were supposed to go off in D.C. The New York ones being used for extortion. I don't know what the terms of that are. And the next plottings are to blow up the Times Square ball and the New Year's Day hostile alien invasion, which I think they would probably pull off on New Year's Eve while people are gathered together around the world celebrating the New Year. That seems to me like it'd be an ideal time to all of a sudden show a presence and appearance of many, many UFOs. So I don't know. That's what they're plotting. All I can do is tell you what they're plotting. I can't tell you if they'll actually pull it off. It's nice when they don't. Because even when you're warned about plots taking place and you start to prepare in case something happens, you realize after the event how unprepared you actually would have been. Because I don't think you could ever really prepare for off-the-grid living unless you've been living off-the-grid already. A lot of people trapped in cities, in the suburbs, and those places will be complete chaos and anarchy if something happens. So that's what we're looking at, folks. I'm not saying they're going to do it. I'm just giving you their plans. New Year's Eve. It'll be the last year they can pull it off. That's all I'm saying. has been plotting it every year for years. Because after that, they're pretty much done. They're done. The White Hats have sealed control of America. And they'll get it in their hands on the 20th of January. For all intents and purposes, Obama has already left. See, I mean, I know the TV is showing these doubles and clones giving speeches from the White House, and then the next news reports are showing him playing golf in Hawaii. He's bilocating. Obama's bilocating. They have clones everywhere of him. Him and Michelle and Michael. They're using clones of him in D.C., probably a clone of him in Hawaii, too. You know, Barack Obama is the name for the clones. He says his name is Barack. It's one of the clones. They all use the name Barack. The real one uses the name Barry. It's just codes, folks. It's how they do things. It's codes. So this whole, everyone's waiting on the whole global RV and where that comes in, that's part of the White Hat agenda, the BRICS alliance, Brazil, Russia, India, China, the ancient tall whites, the ancient Lemurians and Atlanteans, they have huge strongholds in Brazil. And so do the Dracos. You know, anywhere that there is a tall white base, there's a Draco base. I mean, every year, the members of the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, they go down to Belize, Brazil. And in the mountains of Belize, B-E-L-I-Z, Belize, Brazil, there is a huge reptile base. And that's where they get their marching orders for what kind of chemicals and poisons they're going to be using in the vaccines for the year to come. All this stuff is pre-planned. And our government is very in on it. Obviously, I knew a guy whose wife would have to go to Brazil for that very reason. To get their marching orders, and he was sure she was a reptilian, and I'm like, yeah, it sounds like she is. People who have spouses working for the government, yeah, they might not be so human. Maybe they started out that way and they get possessed. Old scalp. But that's going to take over now. The new alien agenda is firmly taking over. The White Hats have won their 100-year coup to fight back. And they'll be taking over the world. You know, I warned you guys years ago about these humanoid angels, the tall ones, and how they were working with human military groups and resistance groups, patriot groups. They've intermingled with our military, past and former military people, and they have their own groups. They have their own shadow militaries with submarines and airplanes, and ships and armies, and all the stuff working in the background. And it's because they hate the New World Order. Yeah, you know, I knew that. There was a group that wanted me to join with them. They were resistance against the New World Order. And I asked the father about it, and he said no. Because they, although they hated the Draco and Reptile New World Order, they still had their own plans for the Earth. You know, it's not like they're embracing our Lord and Savior and our Heavenly Father just because they hate the New World Order. They had their own plans and agendas for Earth. and they were just using the humans to help them overtake the Draco Empire so they could implement their own agenda on Earth. And that's exactly what's going on. And many years later today, I see that for what it is. It's this whole alien New Age agenda, this whole white hat agenda, because they're the ones all aligned in this huge alliance that have been working in the background all this time to bring down the reptiles. The alien New Age. Just because they're humanoid looking, they're still fallen angels. And all fallen angels are aliens, extraterrestrials. I mean, even the Bible states that there's two types of beings, celestials and terrestrials. And the celestials give their honor and glory to one, which is the Father, and the terrestrials to another, which is Lucifer. So just because they're not ugly reptile Draco beings doesn't mean they still don't worship Lucifer. Look at Donald Trump. Every picture he has, he's giving up, throwing up the 666. They all do it. There's even New Age pictures of Sananda throwing up the 666. And this whole Ashtar command, which I'm going to do a video on this week, they all throw up the 666. They worship Lucifer. They didn't want the New World Order. They want to implement their own la-la land of heaven on earth. That's all them, folks. All the la-la, blah-blah, love and light. That's all them. It's not as vicious as the reptiles, but it's just as gagging, because if they really think they can turn a planet of almost 8 billion humans into a heavenly paradise, they're wrongly mistaken. But you know what? That's not the point. It's not the point, because they'll never get there. They use it as bribing. They're bribing the world. Look, we're gonna establish this on the earth. And look, we're so much nicer and gentler than the vicious and evil reptilians. At least they're not flesh eaters. But it's not going to last long, folks, because they're just the doorway in. Everyone's going to be breathing a huge sigh of relief and thinking, oh, the old New World Order's gone, the monsters are gone, the child rapers are gone, the human cannibals are gone. We can breathe a sigh of relief. No. No, we're not heading into an era of peace. We're heading into what the Bible refers to as the tribulation period. Do you see any peace in the tribulation period? They're not going to usher in anything but death and destruction to this world. Now, maybe a lot of them are fooled. Maybe a lot of them have been hoodwinked, because I know how Lucifer lies to people, and they don't know what their real history is because he's lied to them about it. And he does this all the time. You've seen it with your own eyes with Mandela Effect, how they can just change words. I mean, I had a whole case of Bragg's apple cider vinegar, and in one instance, every label turned into Bragg. And you saw what they did to Kellogg's cereal boxes and movie themes, and nothing escaped them. If they wanted to target a change, a reversal, just to mess with you and show you what they can do, they did it. And we call it the Mandela Effect. And they've been doing that for a long time. They change histories. They change the Bible. They take words out of the Bible, change the Bible. Nothing has been immune from their touch. So a lot of these fallen angels, a lot of these Lemurians, a lot of these tall whites and fallen offspring of the fallen, they don't even know who they are. They've all been given a fake history. Fake histories. They don't know who they are. And they've been lied to. And so maybe they really do think they're giving the world doing the world a favor by bringing in this global peace. I'll tell you who does know the truth. The very ones who are who are leading them along by the noses. Sananda, Maitreya, Eve. She goes by so many names. The whole Ashtar command, they know the truth. And then they just lead the others along. Telos and all, the city of Telos and Shambhala and all the other Lalars. They lead them along because they need them. Over, you know, it's actually just this huge war between Lilith's kids and Lucifer's. And those two just sit in the background and laugh, you know, see whose kids can win. They don't care because Lucifer wins at the end. Because all, you know, he's over all of them. He ends up in the lake of fire, so how much is he winning, you know? But that's what it all comes down to. Everyone's going to think the big bag boogeyman, Obama gone, and Trump's going to be the white knight. He's going to be the savior of America. He's going to tear down the reptile network, and all the Western nations are going to follow his lead, and that whole reptile network's going to be gone. It'll signal the end of the Draco dominance in the world. And uprises, Tall Whites, your Gardens, Ashtar, this whole eighth age of Aquarius on the world. That's the last one, folks. And it doesn't last very long. It doesn't last very long at all. Total world destruction is coming, folks. And it's not that the reptiles are going to, the Draco Empire is going to rearm itself and come back with a vengeance. It's the Father's had enough. The Father's had enough. Because when the Ashtar command itself comes to the earth, that's when Lucifer's agenda will arise. And that's going to bring the Father's wrath and judgment on the earth. I mean, they're all his agendas, but, you know, two beasts of revelation are coming, and that's what the Ashtar command. Everyone thought, oh, Obama can't leave because Obama's the Antichrist. And Trump can't die because he's the Antichrist. It's always the leader of Babylon. But folks have always said the leader of Babylon is not necessarily the president of the United States. It's the person who controls America. And they fully intend on blowing up D.C., so we're not going to have Congress. Even with the big bad Obama gone, they're still going to blow up D.C. Whether they found nukes under D.C. and dismantled them or not, it's still going to get blown up. It's in the plans, events. It's everybody's plans. And so there will be a ruler over America appointed by the U.N. And how does the Bible describe the Antichrist? He has rule over all nations, tongues, powers. Over every tongue, every nation. It's the leader of the U.N., folks. America will cease to exist as a great nation. And that's why Trump's not throwing his marbles into D.C., because he knows. This is going to get blown up. They say, oh, it's because Paul Ryan's stepping in as the president. Yeah. You know, they really got a lot of aspects of that alien la-la agenda that... Paul Ryan is the president of the shadow government in the background, so he's supposed to come out of the shadow government and be elected as the real president of America. All this is supposed to come about next year. Trump's never supposed to take the office on January 20th. It'll be Paul Ryan, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we'll see. Paul Ryan's a white hat. He works for the White Knights. And you know what? That's how you know nothing really changes, because Paul Ryan's a baby raper. He's part of the child trafficking, the My Labs, the raping and murdering of children. And so is General Dunford. And so they're going to raise these two people up as the new president and vice president of the new restored Republic of America. That's what they call it, the restored Republic of America. And this is who the Chinese have picked, because they actually own America. We defaulted to them. And so they're calling the shots over who leads America, because they're our largest creditors. And they've chosen baby rapers and baby murderers. So nothing's going to change, folks. Nothing's going to change. You know, call Trump what a pig he is or whatever. Most men are. At least he doesn't hide it. He doesn't really hide it. He's just a male. He's a pig. I don't know him to ever have harmed and raped a baby. I don't know him as a baby raper and a killer. But look how much has been exposed on the others. Mike Pence. Mike Pence had Torrey Smith killed because Torrey Smith was coming out with all this information about Mike Pence. And this is before Mike Pence was tagged to be the vice president of Trump. And Trump didn't want him as vice president. Trump didn't want him. And so they took Trump out. They replaced him with the clone lookalikes to go along with it. That's probably when they took him out, because we were dealing with the real Trump at the very beginning. And then after that, when he was throwing a fit about Pence being nominated to be his vice president, they started using clones after that, if you noticed. Mike Pence is a huge reptile freak, Satanist freak, along with Paul Ryan and General Dunford. So, yeah, you tell me that we're going to get much of a change between the Draco Empire faction and this White Hat faction. Yeah, huge changes, folks. I was at the grocery store and I saw one of the rag magazines, and it was I think it was the Globe, the UK Globe or whatever. And it was talking about how the Queen was on trial, or no, Prince Charles was on trial for the murder of Diana. And I was like, whoa. Because, folks, these newspapers have more truth in them than you think. Because that one's run, the Globe, the rag mag over there is run by the M16. And these intelligence agencies will reveal information. And it's the same thing that the New Age White Hats have been saying, that the Queen and her brother are going to be going on trial. Prince Philip, or no, Prince Andrew, whatever his name is. They're going to, I think it's Philip. They're going to be going on trials, and they're going to be facing military tribunals and all this stuff. And here they're already proclaiming that he's already on trial for the murder of Diana, and that the boys are all blowing up and having a fit. Well, seriously, the real ones were killed a long time ago. But I would have to think that the boys playing them now still have the memories and the brains of the boys that actually really, the real Harry and William from long ago. So that's why they would have those emotions, because they have the brains of those boys that they replaced. They just download and upload memories and mess with people's brains, like, you know, their computer programs. Basically, that's what they do. So that'll get interesting. I'll know there's a bit of truth to that. They've been, you know, the Queen didn't make her annual appearance where it was supposed to be in Europe. And they said they were too cold to travel, too sick to travel. And allegedly it's because they're on trial. The one, the Queen's under house arrest, and Prince Charles is on trial. Interesting, huh? Anyway, I'll pick this up next week. Got 90 seconds left, but yeah, just keep your eyes glued on Times Square this year. Let's see if they're actually going to do something. I don't know if they will, but that's what they're plotting, to blow up the Times Square ball and alien invasion on New Year's Eve or New Year's morning. That's what they're plotting. Until next week, everybody. God bless.